Double Take is an extension of the award-winning movie review show Cinema Classics, which airs Thursdays at 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast version features additional content and discussion with guests. Double Take is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie review podcasts on NPR.
And I love hearing that. And I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mindy McFan.
And this is Double Take. These are traumatizing times.
To many people.
You don't have to go to war to have PTSD anymore in our society.
No.
Given the political warfare that's going on right in the Oval Office itself.
Yes.
We've had it.
And we've just begun.
We have. So we have chosen a little bit of a light fare for today called My Dead Friend Zoe.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Mindy, set that up for me, please.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I guess because in the past I've seen movies kind of with this premise, and I thought it was going to be funny. I did not know anything. I didn't read anything about it before I went. And it's a very borderline, I guess it's a propaganda kind of movie. When you think about it, it's about a charity is behind it trying to raise money for vets with PTSD. And so this story is about veterans with PTSD.
Do you have any experience with this?
Yeah, I have a family member who has CPTSD, which is complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which means you have trauma from multiple areas.
Not related to service or
what? Not related to service, no.
But he or she was in the service?
No.
No. Oh,
no.
Okay. So
not in the service.
Well, no, that's news for me.
Yeah.
We so often associate it with just service.
That's kind of an old trope because that's where it was first discovered. But I work in a trauma-informed school, and so I'm dealing with children with PTSD daily.
I've had no service. Mm-hmm. I certainly have seen a little bit of PTSD. But you're right. When I think about it, one could be in a car accident and have PTSD.
I mean,
there's so many other ways in which to have it. In this story, we have a young woman named Merritt who has returned from 8 years of service.
Yes.
What's her PTSD?
First of all, she was in the service for 8 years, but you don't know at the beginning. You know she is seeing her best friend, although her best friend has passed away by this point. But she sees her everywhere, and she goes everywhere with her. And we don't know how she died. The presumption is she died in the military.
Correct.
And they kind of set it up because they're on watch. During the flashbacks, there is the two of them on watch, and then there's sometimes when they're in a Humvee, and you're assuming she dies in some kind of military-related thing.
And in fact, they very nicely plant a little bit of an idea about a sniper.
Yes, yes.
And I think there's one point where she goes and she raises her hands like this.
Yeah.
And as if she were accepting the sniper.
Yes.
And, so I thought there's a little bit of drama. Yeah, you know, you're alluding to something that I think is very interesting about this film. It's listed as a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are comedic moments.
Yes, but they're slight, at least to me. I mean, their friendship is, I guess, light.
Well, Zoe, who is dead but appearing only to Merritt, has snarky comments.
Yes. I mean, they're funny girl talk.
Yeah.
Buddies and friends in the military, and Zoe has a very large personality, but there's a kind of a conflict between them because Zoe comes from a poor world and her friend is more affluent. So she's more privileged in what she can do after she leaves the military. Zoe's a little resentful of that because she's going back to nothing.
Her friend Merritt tries to discourage her from re-upping.
Yes, because she has options. She's going to college.
Yeah.
So she's like, why would you re-up? I mean, we've been in here long enough.
Yes, right, yeah.
Go on to the rest of your life. And she, because she didn't come from that kind of background, she doesn't empathize, not because she's unkind, but she doesn't understand what it's like to not have anything or not have anybody to go back to.
Yeah, yeah. This is a very poignant part of that film for me.
Absolutely.
Is that it forces you to think about, well, what does somebody do who has nothing?
Right.
Nothing to go to.
Right.
Well said it. Merritt does have something to go to. In fact, although her mother is not a big part of her life, I think she's a part of her life, but her big part of her life is her grandpa.
Yeah. And I mean, both of them are a support system, whether she agrees with her mother or finds her mother annoying or whatever,
right,
like every other child on earth. She has a mother who has got a good job and working, and she has a grandfather and had a grandmother till recently. They have a lake house, you know, so they have property in the family. I mean, all those things that people who have things take for granted.
Yeah, this is set in Oregon, and boy, that lake house is some lake house.
Yes, it is.
It's a beauty. And Grandpa, I think it had been in the family.
Yes.
And
he bought it.
If you want to see an actor, I hope we don't undervalue Ed Harris.
I love him.
Wow, is he good in this.
He's good in everything. I just love him.
I mean, every word is punctuated with gravity, and at the same time, he's still rebellious.
Yes.
And in his case, his rehab comes from, am I correct, early Alzheimer's?
Yeah, he gets diagnosed, and the mother wants the daughter to come and sell the lake house and put him in a home.
Yeah.
He served in Vietnam.
Yes.
So that was what motivated her to go in the service. My experience with my father in World War II, yeah, it was rough. We just sucked it up. I know my father had PTSD because I want to say, my gosh, he must have been 60 maybe. And he went camping with my sisters and never before seen anything. He tried to get in a tent and the smell of the canvas flipped him out so bad. He had to sleep in the car all night.
My goodness. Well, you're reminding me that my dad was in World War II as well, and he served in the medical corps.
Mm-hmm.
Never talked about the experience. I see one shot of him mashed like in front of a tent with a big cross on it, and we never thought to force it out of him. He didn't show any signs of the PTSD.
Only time I would have recognized it in my father.
Yeah.
Because he always told us, oh, it wasn't so bad. We had free cigarettes and free beer. And that's
Well, he would have had your
obvious
sense of humor.
Well, and he would tell me stories when I was a kid that I didn't understand how traumatic that must have been. Because he was in the Philippines. And he would tell us how the Japanese soldier would sneak into their tents at night and tie their boots together and then leave. So when they wake up, they would know they had been there. And I thought that was a funny story as a child. Mm-hmm. And then I grew up and I went, wow, would that freak you out?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can imagine my dad, what he had seen, did in the medical. I mean, the only thing I can think of is did it have contributed at all to the fact that he died at 49?
Could well have.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of internal problems. But
I mean, we've just found out what trauma does to you.
Yeah.
Just finding out.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in this film, and again, we're talking about My Dead Friend Zoe. I love the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little bit of a macabre title itself, My Dead Friend Zoe. Our protagonist is played by Sunika Martin Green, who apparently has done some TV work.
Yes.
She's impressive.
She did a great job.
In fact, the two of them together have a little bit of the screwball comedy about them.
Yes. Absolutely. In another format? Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're riding in their Humvee and trading comments.
Yeah, singing like we do in cars, you know, all that kind of stuff, making the best of it. And for somebody who comes presumably from wretched poverty, there is something attractive about stability. So that for her.
For Zoe.
The aberrant nature of it was some level of comforting. Merritt throws that out at her at one point, that you like having, knowing where your meals are coming from and all of that. And stability is something you don't have when you're poor.
What about the relationship between Merritt and her grandpa? It strikes me that there are some themes here that are all about rehab.
I mean, I'm sure he had some PTSD.
He didn't show it in the film, right?
Well, anger is a big part of PTSD, and he was an angry bugger. I imagine that his anger was disturbing to his wife, his anger was disturbing to his daughter, but granddaughters are more forgiving. So I presume she became his little friend because she judged him less than the other people would. So I think that probably made them have a special bond. And then she went into the service.
And she went because of him.
Yes, absolutely.
He inspired
her so much.
She didn't go to college at that point.
Right, right. She went after she came out.
Which is a big deal then for her to go in there.
Yep.
I love their description. How many times have those of us and our listeners been to a parade of some sort or a 4th of July celebration? Where they sing songs, and in this case, they sing the anthems for the different services.
Yes.
I said that was a really lovely description.
Yes. It's nice to say thank you to people who have devastated their lives on such a degree and the people around them. I mean, it's not just the person who serves that has to deal with it.
Yeah. There was a time, and certainly when I was growing up, where we had an awful lot of affection for service people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shown in the 4th of July celebrations, and it was a very happy time. Until we get to somewhere around Vietnam, and not nice.
No.
To service people who came back.
Yeah, I that's kind of before my time. I don't remember that. They were spit on and terrible things happened.
Yeah.
And I think people forget the word draft. It's not like they showed up voluntarily, you know.
Oh, Mindy McFadden, we're just starting. I thought we might. I have a couple of names of films that have PTSD in them that we talk about, and I'd like to hear about your experience teaching the young people. So what do you suggest about My Dead Friend Zoe? What to our audience would you say?
I think everybody patriotically should go see this, especially when we are just within the last few weeks treating veterans so horrifically. Go, because you got to remember. You have to remember what these people have done.
Yeah, but I just would like to say, without spoiling an ending or not, there's an awful lot to be said about friendships and about relationships and families and about the support that we give each other regardless of whether we're in the service or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how difficult it is to give somebody support who's not ready to have support.
The other issue of Alzheimer's, how that begins to creep up, and I certainly have my friend Linda's going to memory care.
Right.
So, you know, so she's in that, and it happens, almost inscrutable how it happens.
Right.
But it does touch everybody. And I understand for PTSD and the service.
Well, I think they said at the end of the film that however many people died in Afghanistan, 11% more died of suicide when they got back.
That's right, too.
More than died in battle. That's how severe it is.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's very scary.
But going back to the more general topic of PTSD, you work, and you're an educator, and you work in a school, or has part of its element is PTSD?
Yeah, it's a trauma-informed school, which means we deal with a lot of kids that have trauma. An example, a PTSD example, we had a student, a gun accident, and he was shot in the foot. Was having some behavioral issues. Somebody slammed a metal water drinking thing down on a table, and he flipped out because the noise is reminiscent of a gunshot. I see kids all the time, all the kids. I mean, children who have seen people shot, who have lost family members, who have family members who are incarcerated, who live in extreme poverty. I mean, those are all traumatic situations. But I wouldn't even know how to count how many kids I know that have dealt with some kind of violence, from gunshots to it's constant.
Is there any general regimen for this, or do you have to treat each one individually?
Well, there is a general regimen. Because it was so associated with service members, it was like, I don't know if you could barely get PTSD. And I'm like 10 years ago, you could barely find somebody to treat it outside of a military component. We're getting much better at understanding how it affects people, because it affects your brain. What happens is you lose your ability. There's a thinking part of your brain, a reacting part of your brain. And when you have PTSD, if something happens, everything is reaction. And you can't think. You can't use your thinking part of your brain. The triggers are different depending on what the trauma is. It can be noise. It can be a sound of a certain voice. It can be smells, all these things. And when that happens, your brain is triggered, and you're no longer thinking. Your body is prepared to be attacked by a bear, for example.
Okay.
So all the chemicals, the cortisone and stuff starts shooting through your body, and you react in a way that you should if a bear was about to eat you.
Oh, okay.
That's the example I always give kids.
Oh, okay, good.
You don't want to get into the bear attack mode. You want to be in a thinking brain. And when you have PTSD, when that happens, you can't think. And when you have flashbacks, you are literally not there. You are somewhere else. You got it.
Well, Mindy, I have some film titles. The Deer Hunter.
Yeah, that freaked me out. When I saw that movie, I literally had to put my head between my knees
because
I was getting dizzy. Yeah.
Do you remember the PTSD in that?
Yes, now looking back.
Okay.
But at the time, the movie so freaked me out. Oh, I thought it was so horrifying.
It was. Now, I think the three of them at least have returned from Vietnam. Would that be correct?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Robert De Niro was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Tom Cruise in a very substantial movie, Born on the 4th of July, in which he was eventually wheelchaired.
Yeah, and fighting for veterans' rights.
Yeah, and he had accidentally shot one of his compatriots.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that was one of the traumas.
Wow.
Yeah, traumas remember to really, you know, much more than Mission Impossible
right
there going on for him. American Sniper with Bradley Cooper, you might not have seen a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he was a very effective sniper.
I think I did see it.
He came back and it was difficult for him to adjust.
Well, after you're murdering people daily.
Yeah, right.
And told it's good
oh, yes.
to switch your brain back to I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know how you cope with that.
Now, maybe the best example here in my list, even though you might not remember it as well in Ordinary People or in Brothers, but I certainly think you remember it in Taxi Driver, Travis Bickle.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that's I didn't remember that. I saw that a long, long time ago, that was why he was the way he was. That's
well,
interesting.
Well, in part.
Okay.
I think he was whacked
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
His urge to clean up the city
yeah.
as a taxi driver were manifestations of
right.
that. Something in Taxi Driver that wasn't familiar to us
right.
enough.
Yeah.
It certainly wouldn't put that tag on it.
Nope. A lot of people don't know now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah. I have others coming home.
Jane Fonda, John
yeah.
Boyd, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Actually, First Blood with Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's a really good example. Here you have mm-hmm. a kind of adventure novel, and at the same time, he has demons.
Yes.
A very effective killer in his own way.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it in Saving Private Ryan.
Ugh. Boy, that movie. I could only watch that movie once.
Yeah.
And everybody always says that, was it the D-Day invasion? I'm like, that's not what freaked me out. What freaked me out was when Tom Hanks said he was a math teacher. And I went, how that we ask a math teacher to do something like this? How do you cope with that? I don't know. He's just a guy.
Any closing comments on My Dead Friend Zoe? I think it's such a good film post-Oscars.
Right.
And I think it's a fine independent film.
Yes, it is.
And I think it treats the subject with respect.
Absolutely. I mean, most of the people in the film were veterans.
Yes.
Or a lot of them, at least.
That's right. The players.
Yeah, the director,
yes.
I think,
yes.
was. Morgan Freeman is.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me that. We need.
And
to.
It was taken from a real-life situation.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman doing his heavy-duty business
yeah.
as the doctor.
Yeah.
Going after Merritt, who is not coming. One of the really important messages about this is how you must talk about your trauma.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
She has real difficulty sharing.
Well, it's that terminal uniqueness you get where you think nobody else feels this way
yeah.
or has these issues, and it's very hard to start the conversation.
Yeah, right. And it does it very, very well. You're sitting in the seat and you say, go ahead, girl. It's time for you
right.
to talk about it. And boy, that's why Zoe is such a good character. She manifests only to her, and she holds her back, and she's part of her problem.
Yeah.
Her love for Zoe is wonderful, it's friendship, but it is holding her back. And Zoe is holding her back.
Oh, I had a student the other day say something so poignant to me. And she said, she goes, they may not be stubborn. They may just not be ready.
Good point.
And I thought that was the kindest way mm-hmm. of looking at it. And this kid has suffered grievous trauma.
Yeah, very good. And I guess there's no surprise that at some point Merritt does begin to open up toward the end of the film.
Yep.
It has been working that way, but in life, that's probably the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's probably their own rehab. Mindy, I've said, look at post-Oscar, here's a film that you can go to, you can enjoy. There are comedic moments, particularly with Zoe, but generally speaking, you have some very heavy-duty topics of PTSD, Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. among others. There's a little incipient love story.
Yes. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's
that
sweet.
That Merritt does find someone with whom we may have a potential love, but it doesn't dominate the story at
not
all.
Not at all.
But it does show once again how the human connection is so important.
Absolutely.
Because when she decides what
well
she's
put.
Going to do, yeah. So what do you advise people who are looking for a good film these days?
I would go see this. I would, if you have PTSD, I would go in with that knowledge of what you're going to see. But I think anybody who has any love or respect for our armed services should go and understand a teeny bit of what people suffer after they serve.
And you're right. And this is a good introduction to it. It's not heavy duty.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to teach you all about it.
Yep.
But it's the frustrations that people would have after something as traumatic as going to war.
Yes.
It does introduce you to it without making you feel guilty in any way.
And they need our support right now. Our government is deciding not to support them, so they need our support.
Oh,
our government has failed them.
Oh, Mindy.
It's shameful. absolutely shameful.
Okay, the film is called My Dead Friend Zoe.
You got it.